Welcome to the Take Six podcast.
Book it. We are going to the NBA Finals. Welcome to the Take Six podcast. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I am your host, Hunter Surplus. And as always, with me on the other line, Mr. Callum Wise. Callum, my man, how are you feeling? I know you're a little bit hungover because I'm in the same boat as you, but how are you feeling outside of that?
Man, like, last night was the best night of our lives, man. That was actually insane what had happened, what transpired. It's a feeling that we've never had before in our lives of a Toronto, like a major Toronto team going to a finals where it's like completely American dominated. First time it's ever been out of the U.S. Now it's coming to Toronto for the majority of the games. And it's just insane, man. Like, I'm still in disbelief. I would be screaming right now, but I can't anymore. Last night took it from me, but I'm glad it did because it was great. I love it, and I still love it to the second.
So let's set the scene a little bit here. So last night, Callum, you and I, with a couple other of our buddies, we went to a bar, a local bar near ours. We didn't want to get downtown too early because we thought it was just going to be mayhem by the time we all ended up getting down there. So we stayed local, and we went to the bar, and we were watching from there. And I think it's an understatement to say that the bar was buzzing, and this is a bar that we usually go to, and when we go there, there's maybe, you know, 20 people max there, right? And it's all sitting, there's, you know, you sit down, there's bar stools, all this kind of stuff. That place, by the time it hit, what, maybe 7:45, 7:55, it was pretty much like standing room only. Everybody was pretty much wearing red. Everybody was doing something that had to do with the Raptors, and everybody there was there for the sole purpose of experiencing this. And I said this before the game started, and I said it to you guys too, that I'm just going to try to put my phone away, and I'm going to try to not go on Twitter, not go on Instagram. You know, that's why I wasn't tweeting a whole lot last night. And the reason is because I just wanted to cherish that moment and relish it. Like, no matter the outcome, it would have been something special, and it would have been a fantastic thing to experience. And that, now that they won, now that I can look back and see that they won, I'm happy that I didn't go on and I wasn't on my phone the whole time and tweeting about every little play that happened, because, man, like, it was insane. Like, the emotional roller coaster that was game six was fantastic. And I mean, we're going to talk about game six and game five in just a second, but, you know, just putting it out there, I usually take notes during the games, and I kind of put that on the back burner as well, because, like I said, I just wanted to cherish the moment and feel the excitement that I knew I was going to be feeling during that game. And I'm very happy that I did so. And I know we all kind of did the same thing there when, you know, we weren't really on our phones. We weren't really doing anything except enjoying the game and enjoying each other's presence, man. So, like, first off, I want to say to you, Cal, that, like, I was able to experience that with you, you know, one of my best friends and stuff. And, like, it was a fantastic experience for me. I know it was for you. I know it was for the guys that we were with. I couldn't have asked for a better person to have spent that moment with, my guy.
So, right back at you, man. Like, that's, we've been going to every game we can for, like, trying to watch as many games as we can for as long as I can remember. And all led up to this big moment, man. And we're in the finals, man. We're in the finals.
And, you know, this is the type of sappy shit that comes out of, you know, moments like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is one of those times where the emotions just get brought out. And, like, this morning, I don't know whether it was because I had a crucial hangover or if I was just still kind of like relishing the moment, but, like, I genuinely had tears in my eyes this morning when I woke up and, like, just thinking about everything. And, like, it's just fantastic. I know me and you shed a couple tears last night. I know our buddy Spenny shed a couple tears as well. And that's what sports is all about, man. Just bringing people together. Can't remember, but I think we bought the guy who was sitting beside us at the bar shots, because that's what happened, right? That's the type of stuff that happens in these type of big moments, man. So obviously, neither of us have, you know, both of us are 20 years old. We're not old enough to remember the start of this franchise. And we have always had this franchise with us. And obviously, you know, this means so much for us. And, you know, realistically, we've only really been big, big fans and following this for maybe, you know, 5 to 10 years, especially people in our age group, right? They've only really been the fans for 5 to 10 years. And right now it's massive for us. It's massive for the city of Toronto, but the people who had to go through those really, really tough times when they were watching the games at the, I guess what it would have been called then was the Sky Dome. That is a feeling that I would love to have, you know, going through the trials and tribulations that is this Raptors team and that has been this franchise for the first 24 years, man. It's crazy. But anyways, I guess we can, like, I don't know. Do you want to start off with game five or do you want to just kind of get right into game six and what this series means?
I'd say let's just get right into game six.
All right, man. That's a good idea. So to start this game, I mean, the Raptors did not look hot. And it's not that they look bad, right? It's just that they didn't look great. They came out hot. They came out well. The Bucks just came out like better. Scorching. Yeah, right? The Raptors were playing good defense and they were giving up the same shots pretty much that they were giving up throughout the entire series. The Bucks were just hitting them. And the biggest turnaround kind of for me in this game and pretty much throughout the entire series has been the Raptors defense, right? And that's what we've hung our hat on throughout this whole season and throughout the whole series is the Raptors have pretty much the best defense in the league. Callum, like how confident were you? And I know we kind of talked about this at the bar there, but like how confident were you after that first quarter when we were down, I think it was like 10 or 13 points, how confident were you that the Raptors were going to be able to stay in it and go on that big run that they needed to go on to win the game?
You knew from just sitting there with us that none of us had any doubt in our minds that we were going to come back and make this a real game. Obviously, it was a bad start to the game for us. Not bad, but like not as good as the Bucks, who were just coming out hitting every shot. But then, like you said, the swing in that game was that our defense started to pick up, and we turned into like transition points and all this stuff to make it a real game going into the fourth quarter. And then we just turned it on its head. The Raptors wanted it more. They wanted it more than the Bucks did. And we got it. The reffing was atrocious last night. Like there was so many missed calls and so many calls that should not have been calls for the Bucks. That just led, like there was a stat, I don't know if it was the third or the fourth. I'm pretty sure it was the third, but they had like 21 free throws to our 10, which was stupid. Like they had so many more free throw attempts. They got so many more fouls called that were just not fouls. And we pushed through that and took the W. And I like it just makes you feel that like the NBA doesn't want it to, like it doesn't want Canada to win it, you know? And that's what makes it so great for the city and for us. It's just, you can, if you've gone on Instagram at all, I'm guessing you've seen how crazy it got last night in Toronto. Like Hunter was touching on before, we kind of wanted to go downtown, but it was so great where we were anyways that like we got that experience of like cars were honking at us when you and me were running in the streets with our like our Raptors gear and getting all these honks from cars passing by, and it just made it so like surreal to be in that experience. And like, yeah, we deserve it after the game we played last night.
Yeah, dude. I, like you said, I was very confident in this team from the get-go, pretty much throughout the whole game. I didn't think that the Raptors were going to lose it, even though I think they were down like 13 with 2 or 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, or third, not in the fourth quarter. That would have been nuts. in the third quarter. And I was like, no, man, like just wait, something's going to happen. Something's going to give. And I think they went on a 26-3 run. Yep. A 26-3 run they went on at the end of the third into the fourth quarter with Kawhi Leonard on the bench. With Kawhi Leonard on the bench, dude, they went, yeah. I mean, obviously not throughout the whole thing, but to start that, obviously a whole big part of that was, you know, the bench unit, right? And that's one of the craziest things about this, because coming into this series, and especially through games one and two, we were like, there's no way this team can do what we want it to do without their bench unit, without Fred VanVleet at least giving us something, and without, you know, Norman Powell at least giving us something, and same with Serge Ibaka, and all three of those guys throughout games pretty much 3, 4, 5, and 6 were almost, you know, just as good as we've ever seen them. And obviously Fred VanVleet, we know about his son and all that kind of stuff, but that's something that, like, that's crazy. His rebound from where he was at one point, and what people were saying about him, including myself, what people were saying about him is just, it's unbelievable that he was able to make that comeback and do what he needed to do, right? The Raptors basically led for, you know, maybe 25% of this game, early in that first quarter they led, and then Milwaukee went on the big runs. They cut it down close at the second half, where I think they got it within 7 or 8. And I was saying to you guys pretty much that whole time that, listen, if the Raptors can keep it to within 7 or 8, and I don't think they deserved to have it that close, but if the Raptors can get within, you know, 8 to 6 points, I think they have a very good chance of winning this. And then coming out of the third, the Bucks ended up, you know, they were trying to step on the Raptors' throat there and go for the jugular. And you know what? They essentially did. But like I said, there was that one point where it just turned. And, you know, like I said, with like 2 or 3 minutes left in that third quarter, the Raptors kind of put it into overdrive and ended up going ahead with a few minutes into the fourth quarter. And they never looked back. And that's one of the craziest things that you can see about this, because the Raptors were down 15 for a big percentage of this game, right? And I didn't think anything bad was going to happen, which is crazy because of what we've seen from this team. So I want to talk a little bit about Kyle Lowry here. Obviously, he had a really good game last night, Callum. He had a really good start to me. I saw that he was fantastic on, you know, right from the jump. And then he didn't fall off, I don't want to say. But there were moments in that game where I said, damn, Kyle Lowry probably could be a little bit better. What did you see from Kyle Lowry that really helped propel this team to this victory? Because, you know, he's such a big part of the team.
Man, I think just like his leadership in general, bro, like that's what got this team going. Like his ability to run the floor, and it just showed, like that huge dunk where he, like, where Kawhi dunked on Giannis, man. That came from Kawhi, or from Kyle Lowry. He stole the ball, dribbled up the floor. They thought he was going for the layup. He stopped, saw Kawhi, and, bounced past it back to him. And then he got that humongous dunk, which that was, like, the biggest, like, that just got this game to where we knew we were going to win. I think that dunk just, it was, there's 6.5 minutes left, and I can't even say anything about it. Like, just thinking about that dunk, man, it was such an amazing moment. Like, that dunk was probably the best moment in Raptors history, man. Like, to dunk on Giannis, the idiot that just ruined our lives for that series and the whole season, man, it just felt so good. And that was because of Kyle Lowry. Like, Kyle Lowry's ability to run the floor, man, and his leadership brought us that W.
Yeah, I like what you said there, Cal, about his leadership. But another thing I want to add is the pace that he brings to the team. There were a lot of times in the game where both of us were kind of saying, all right, yo, hey, slow down. Whoa. But that's how Kyle Lowry plays, right? He plays the game at such a high speed and such a high intensity that he kind of puts that onto the rest of the Raptors and the rest of the team. Obviously, a guy like Kawhi Leonard doesn't need that, and a guy like him who's been here before doesn't need that extra push and that extra kind of pick-me-up But other guys who have come off the bench, you know, like Fred VanVleet, Ibaka, Norm Powell, those types of guys, they might need that extra oomph to get where they need to be and to be able to perform the way the Raptors need them to perform. And so we mentioned the bench a little bit there. And Danny Green last night, only had 14 and a half minutes of playing time last night. And it was pretty much just in that first half. He did not get a whole lot of run. He did not have that big of a leash. Nick Nurse, I feel like, played this very well, because obviously Fred VanVleet has had the hot hand once again last night. 4 of 5 from three, 5 of 6 from the field in general. He had 2 assists, 14 points, while Danny Green was 0 for 4, all of them three-pointers. He had 2 steals, however, really good defensively. Do you see that? Do you see things changing with Danny Green, or is this something that we might, you know, see for the rest of the playoffs?
Man, like, I don't want to say that it will stay like this, but I don't know. VanVleet's kind of taking that role back, and I like it, man. Like, he's a monster now. Danny Green, I thought, was going to be our guy going into the playoffs. Like, you and me both said it before it started, that Danny Green is going to be the surprise factor in this playoffs, but he just has not been there. Maybe battling through an injury. We don't know. He kept some stuff secret, man, from us when he came over from San Antonio. But I hope he shows up, especially against Golden State, because they are a three-point shooting team, and we're going to need some firepower to retaliate. And we got VanVleet now. Kawhi, obviously, is good shooting the three. Danny Green is supposed to be that guy, though, the three-point shooter, and he just hasn't been there. I hope he can figure it out and come back for this next series and actually, like, give us a shot at winning this title, because you're going to need all hands on deck to win this series.
Yeah, and you know what? It's not like he's not getting open threes, right?
And he's getting only open threes.
He's getting only open threes and you know, generally from the corner where he does shoot the ball so well. And that's why I don't think it's going to continue, that's why I think he will be able to kind of change it back over, because his shots are open and Danny Green hits open shots. That's his game. He plays good defense and he hits open shots. It's not like he's giving us absolutely nothing out there. He was pretty much the only guy on the Raptors who was a minus with -7 yesterday. But he still did play some good defense. He had 2 steals, like I mentioned. He was able to guard Middleton and Bledsoe and Brogdon fairly well in the limited minutes that he was on there. But you know what? Fred VanVleet just earned it. I don't want to say he outworked Danny Green, but he definitely outperformed him. And all of those 33 minutes were warranted. And you know what? I'm happy with Nick Nurse for really having that leash. And I'm happy that he was able to find and figure out that, you know what, this is the adjustment that we need to make. And this is the adjustment that is going to make our team that much better. You mentioned Kawhi's dunk when talking about Kyle Lowry there. You said that it might be the best moment in Raptors history. And you know what, like, off the top of my head, you might just be right, because as soon as he dunked it, I turned to you guys and I did the Vince Carter, it's over, yeah, ladies and gentlemen. And that's essentially that was the turning point of the game. Obviously the Raptors had the lead by then. I think that dunk stretched it to 8 and the team really never looked back. The Bucks did come within, you know, 2 or 3 points, at one point during the fourth, and it was after that dunk, but you knew that it was from that moment, it was done. Do you, like, when that dunk happened, Callum, like, what the hell were you thinking? What was going through your head?
I don't know what I was thinking in that moment. Like, my brain was going crazy, obviously. Like I said before, I think it was one, if not the greatest moment in Raptors history, one of the best Toronto sports moments ever. Like there's just those few that that are up there, like we've talked about before, the bat flip man, then the Vince Carter, like it's over, all that stuff, the DeRozan dunk, the like there's so like there's a very select few, but I think this Kawhi one just because that play brought us to the NBA Finals, man. Like it's no other. There's the people I saw today in some comments on Instagram saying that, man, don't count out Tracy and Vince, man. They were like tearing stuff up in their day. I was like, but they didn't pretty much single-handedly take us to the NBA Finals, man. Like this guy is. He is everything, like, he has to say. I can't see a way he doesn't, man. Like, how can you go through this experience and not want to stay? Like, hashtag Kawhi should stay.
Hashtag Kawhi, you should stay. You're the best player in Raptors franchise history. You will get a statue at some point in your life, Kawhi Leonard.
Should get one right now.
This guy, so, Kawhi Leonard had 27 and 17 last night. I've said this, I've been consistently saying this basically all season long, that Kawhi Leonard puts up the quietest, really, really, really good games of anybody in probably the entire league, and maybe in the history of the entire league, because A, he's not necessarily the most flashy guy, and obviously we just talked about that big dunk that was, you know, absolutely absurd, but he doesn't have the Kyrie handles. He doesn't have the James Harden step back, although he did show that a little bit in game five over Brooke Lopez right at the end there. Mm-hmm. But he's not doing the windmill dunks. He's not even really doing any flashy dunks. He's just there to put the ball in the basket and make sure that the other team doesn't score. Right. And I think that is the most impressive part about all of it is his cool and calm and collective nature that he holds and that he probably influences the other guys on the team like that. I think I read a quote that said that he kind of just said to everybody on the bench, just relish this moment and just, you know, we'll figure it out if you guys are just having fun and playing the game that you guys want to play. And I think that is, you know, you mentioned leadership when talking about Kyle Lowry, but there's another guy right there who has the leadership and who has the knowledge of being here, of being in the NBA Finals, of winning the NBA Finals, of being in Finals MVP and all that kind of stuff. And I think obviously this never would have happened with a team that had DeMar DeRozan as their best player, right? And a team that had DeMar DeRozan as their best player, we saw can never get this far, and we saw can never do anything like this, man. And what is, if this is, you know, God forbid, this is Kawhi Leonard's last season with the team, is this enough for you to say, you know what, you did enough for our city, this is okay?
I think it's gotten to that point where he is just giving the city that, like I've said before, he's given the city something that we've never had. And obviously it would be the worst for us if he left, just like as a fan. But I would be happy with what he's done for the city, and I would get over it, probably. Probably not. But yeah, I get like, I love that what he's already done. So I could say that if he left, I would hopefully get over it.
Yeah, I'm like, I told you this yesterday that like what he has done already is probably enough for him to cement his legacy here in Toronto, because like you said earlier that he basically single-handedly did this, and he single-handedly pretty much did it on one leg when it came to this conference finals, because he injured, or, you know, they say he didn't injure it. His leg was sore at some point, you know, in this series, and it got sore and it stayed sore for a couple games there. And he was able to have some of the most insane performances that we've seen against a really good Bucks team and a really good Bucks defense that has given every single team in the NBA trouble this whole year. That's why they were the number one team in the league this year, and that's kind of what happened. But what kind of stuff did you see, Callum, from this Raptors squad that really stuck out in your mind in the ability to win four straight games against the Milwaukee Bucks?
I didn't even take that in.
Four straight, dude. That's nuts. We were down, literally swept them. Bro, we were down 2-0 after two games, and people were writing the Raptors off. And I know we said this on the last podcast, kind of what you would say to those people who wrote us off. Like, I watched, there's like a compilation on, it's probably on Instagram and Twitter that's going around. That's basically all of the, you know, ESPN, Fox Sports, all those guys who are going around saying, yeah, the Raptors are not going to get out of the Eastern Conference Finals. They lost two games in a row to start this series. Yada, yada, yada. Where you at now, boys? Where you at, Zed?
They're like, well, all right, well, Golden State will beat them because it's never good enough. Canada will never be good enough for these people. And that's why it's like, that's why we have this story, man, that the only, like, the entire, this is our entire country. This was like what happened with the Blue Jays in 2015, 2016.
Yep.
It's Canada versus everybody, man. When you have the whole, Kawhi brought an entire country to the finals, and that is something that probably nobody ever thought could happen, and probably won't happen for a very long time, but it happened, and I'm glad that we showed everybody that the Raptors are one of the best teams in the league.
Man, how good do you feel for Kyle Lowry being able to lift that trophy up above his head and knowing that he's going to be able to be in the NBA Finals?
Man, he's worked so goddamn hard for these past 7 years that he's been with the team. Gone through some tough playoff eliminations, man. Like, he almost felt it in that conference final all those years ago, it feels like, but now he's actually in the finals, man. And it's just like we feel for him because that's like the feeling we have. Like, we've been here with him for those 7 years. Like, we've been fans for as long as definitely he's been here. And we've seen him grow from this pretty much bench
average
player,
right? Yeah, average player point guard. Yeah.
To one of the best point guards in the league, even though he doesn't go off for 30, 40 points, banging 9 threes here and there. But he has this leadership ability that pretty much no other like point guard has, man. Because like they didn't have to go through what he's gone through with his team and through all the changes and everything. Like, he still stayed in that tough mindset that like he's got to win these games. And I'm so happy for him. I'm so happy for Kyle Lowry. And yeah, he's pretty much one like the last remaining like vet on the team, man. Like,
DeMar DeRozan's punching the air somewhere right now. He's just fucking punching the air.
They were supposed to love me.
I hate saying that, dude.
I love you, DeRozan,
like,
but I will do that trade every day into tomorrow.
It wasn't meant to be, man. It really wasn't. But dude, that like. I know this whole, like, us talking about this has probably been a bunch of rambling nonsense that kind of isn't going to make sense by the time this is published and by the time I, you know, listen over it again. And, like, I don't know what else, like, I don't know really how to gauge how I feel. And, like, I still haven't totally wrapped my head around the fact that the Raptors are going to the NBA Finals, man. And, like, it's just something, if you had told me this 9 months ago that we were going to the NBA Finals, I wouldn't have believed it. That's for sure, man. I don't know if what I would have said. I don't know how I would have expressed it, but I probably would have been somewhere along the lines like, you're wrong. Shut up. This is the Toronto Raptors that you're talking about. They're not going to make the NBA Finals ever. And that happened, man. Is there anything else that you want to get off your mind or get off your chest or, you know, talk about, or any moment during this game that you really want to bring up, Cal?
Like, probably the last thing is, like, Kawhi's heart that you saw in that final minute of play where he got two rebounds off of missed free throws. One of them was his own, and one of them was from Siakam. And that... those are two offensive rebounds from a free throw, which is so hard to get. And he got two of them in the final, like, 30 seconds of the game. And he won the game for us right there and then. And, yeah, he's insane. He's an insane player, and I love him.
Yeah, and you know what? Let's talk about the heart of this team for a little bit, right? And we kind of mentioned it with Kyle Lowry there, but and obviously Kawhi Leonard, but this whole team's grit and emotion and stuff is all out there. And it's obviously they're the more experienced team with guys like Gasol, Ibaka. Obviously, we mentioned Lowry, Kawhi, Danny Green. Those guys are all experienced players, and they've all pretty much been in somewhat similar situations to this right now that they were just in. And the Bucks just didn't have that this whole series, right? They didn't, none of those guys except for George Hill had really ever been out of the second round or out of the first round. And that's something that you can't really account for when it comes down to the box score, right? Or the, you know, breaking the teams down on paper. The Raptors were just a more prepared team. They're a more well-oiled team to be in this situation. The heart of Kyle Lowry is insane. Him, I think it was probably like 4 minutes into the game or something, where he had that steal and he dove on the floor to tip it up to Kawhi Leonard, who then made a pass. And yeah. I don't remember what happened after that, but that kind of thing, that kind of determination, that kind of grit. And like you said, the Kawhi Leonard two offensive rebounds off the free throws, that kind of grit to have that and to be able to bring that to a game is something that we've never had before with a team. Like, obviously Kyle Lowry has always been that, but the supporting guys never were that type of gritty and that type of, I don't want to say passionate because everybody in the NBA is passionate, but that amount of passion, that amount, that will to win. I think that's really what set us apart from the Bucks, especially there in game six, because the Bucks easily could have ran away with that game in the third quarter, in the second quarter. They could have easily ran away with that game because they were up by so much, but the Raptors just crawled back in, and it's because of those character guys that they have, which is fantastic. And that's the type of stuff that you really want to see on your team. And obviously we'll do a podcast before Thursday's game one to kind of break down that, but that's the type of stuff that you want to see heading into the NBA finals and heading into a series against a team that is so good in the Golden State Warriors. So that's it, man.
The Warriors face the Raptors in game one of the NBA Finals.
Thanks, Siri. But yeah, like that's just what it is. And I don't know if you have anything else to say, but I'm done, man. I don't know if I can talk about this anymore because my head's gonna explode trying to explain what the hell I think about this game at the moment.
But just go, like, Raptors in the finals, baby. That's all you got to say.
That's it. Yeah, man. So, everybody, as you know, the Raptors are in the finals. Callum Wise, like I said at the top, I'm so glad I was able to experience that with you. And I'm glad that everyone in Toronto was able to experience that and is able to experience these next, you know, 4 to 7 games, depending on how it goes. And you know what? Who knows, right? Who knows what's to come and who knows what is going to happen in this next series, because I sure as hell don't. I thought I knew my stuff about basketball, and obviously, you know, we both picked Raps in six, and we were right about that. So maybe by the time we make our next prediction, maybe we can bring this Raptors team some love and energy back to the table here. Everybody go to take6.org. Give us a subscribe to us there. We have blog posts coming out pretty much daily. You can go listen to our podcast there as well. Follow us on Twitter @take_6, on Instagram @take6podcast. listen to us anywhere you're listening to us right now, I guess. Listen to us there still. Give us a rating and review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, I guess that is. And everybody, thank you for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed the moment. Callum Wise, thank you so much for hopping on this call with me, and I hope your head's feeling better by the end of the day.